Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishasa, the 16th Perek in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting the 7th line from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Brachos Shekatu Behem in Yonos Harbe Minatoyro. So as Reb Chaim brings the gears for the Tosefta, he's referring to specifically Brachos and Psukim that are written in Kameyos. In the amulets, they used to put some psukim. And as the Gemara is going to say right now, it's something you're not supposed to write. And the reason is, ein matzili moisur ibn adleiko, you don't save them from the fire. Because lo nisun leikosav, because you're not supposed to write them. Mikan omer, koisei brokos soifrei toiro. The ones that do write these psukim and put them through the brokos that go in the kameos, they could say to be bringing the toiro. Why? Because if a fire comes on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to save it. Someone was writing these cameos. Rishwal heard about it and came to check it out. The person was writing it. He heard the footsteps of Rabbi Shmuel. Not al tachu shebrochas. He took the page of brochas. Put it into the water so Rabbi Shmuel won't catch him. Rabbi Shmuel told him. The fact he put into the water was even worse than the fact that he wrote it, because he erased the psukim of the Torah. Someone who writes the Agada was shaloi nistu likosev. You're not supposed to write them. Back in the day, then they didn't write the Agada, and it's not specifically Agada, as Reb Chaim explains, all dvarim shebaal peh. But Agada, some people used to write. So anybody who writes the Agada writes dvarim shebaal peh ain lo chelik lelom abo. Hadorsha, the one who darshins the Agada which was written, Mizborech Losh, that's the Gersa Reb Chaim, meaning yet he will be in Chayrim. Brocha Yilosh Chayrim. Hashoimo, someone who hears it, Eino Mekabas Chayrim, doesn't get reward. Oim Shobelevi Anom in Yomailu Istakaldi Besiva Derato. He said, Oim Shobelevi, I never read Sefer Agato. Elechad's money is Takaldi. There was one time that I did open it up, and I found the following ideal. I found that it says there 175 parshas katu b'toyro dovor amiro tzivui. 175 times in the Torah, the word dibur amiro and tzivur are written. So Reb Chaim, not in the beginning of the parsha, that's written much more, but in the middle of the parsha. Keneged shnoisov shel avinu Avram, because Avram Avinu was 175 years old. So keneged the years of Avram Avinu, you have all the amiro dibur and tzivur of the Torah. And the pasuk says, "Dechtiv lekachto matonos ba'odom, chtiv ba'odom agodol ba'anokim." So matonos refers to the gift of Torah. That's keneged the Adam. Who's the Adam? Adam agodol ba'anokim refers to Avram Avinu. So the Torah corresponds to Avram Avinu. There's 147 prokim in Tehillim, even though we have 150. But as we see already in the Bavli, some of the prokim that we have divided into two is actually one. So according to the Yerushalmi, there's 147 prokim. Can I get Shnoiso Avinu Yaakov? That corresponds to the years of Yaakov Avinu. Melamed shekol kilusim sheyisrael mekalser kodesh bochu. Can I get Shnoiso Yaakov? All the shvach, the kilusim, the mizmoyim that we say, it's connected to the years of Yaakov Avinu. Shema v'ato kodesh yashev tehilos Yisrael. That tehilos come from Yisrael, from Yaakov Avinu. Me'a v'yesu v'shloish ha'pahomim sheyisrael oinim haleluko. 123 times Am Yisrael says Haleluka doing Halal. In those days, the minig was the very pasuk in Halal, Am Yisrael answers Haleluka. The tzibur answers Haleluka. The number of times you say Haleluka in Halal is 123 times. That's Keneged Shnoiso Shel Aaron. That corresponds to Aaron HaKoyin's years. Haleluka, Haleluka Kel Bekotshoi. I was going to explain why Haleluka belongs to Yaakov Avinu. Because by Haleluka it says Kel Bekotshoi. Le'aharon Gedoishoi, La'aron Gedoish Hashem. Refers to Aaron because it says in the Apostle Aaron Gedoish Hashem. So the Torah calls Aaron Kadosh, therefore Eloku Kel B'Kotcher refers to Aaron HaKoyin. So that's the Dvar HaGadol that Reb Shubin Levi saw. And he says, Afilu Ken, Anamid Bois B'Leilo, even though I did only once, I got scared at night. V'chir Barbo, Chamo, Chatzer D'Agadol. V'chir Barbo sees the Sefer HaGadol. Oma im haksiv tabois, tiktai yodo de katafto. Even if what's written is very good, whoever wrote it, his hand should be cut off. One wrote to him. It's the father of this person wrote it. What you said is still correct. Whoever wrote it, his hand should be cut off. And that's exactly what happened, that the hand of this person was cut off. And it's kishgog be a shol, even though he did not mean literally to cut the hand, but that's what came out of it. Hagilyonim v'sefer eminim. So gilyonim means the empty spaces that you have in a sefer Torah or in any other svarim. And the sefer eminim are the svarim that the meaning, the ones that are koyfrim and deny Torah. Is tani tani's, there's a verse that says, now this part refers to only the sefer eminim. Koy deraskar seyim v'sefer. Take out the name of Hashem, because now you have to respect. And the rest you burn, even not saving from, not only you don't save from a fire, but when it's intact, you take out the names of Hashem and you burn the rest. There's a brisa that says you burn also the Shem Hashem. If the mean wrote Shem Hashem, you burn it. It's the lashon of a klolo. If it comes to my house, I'll burn the sefer minim with the names of Hashem. Someone runs after me to kill me, and I have to save myself. I'm going to run into the Zohar houses. There's no Isser by Zani Sofer the Zohar. He's not worshiping of the Zohar. So I'm going to run into there. I'm not going to run to the house of the Minim. They don't knock Hashem, and they don't deny him. They know Hashem, and they come to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not going to have any association with them. And he's going to fight with them and be far away from them. Here's a drasho. The Baisoito, in order to cast shalom between a husband and wife. So you say the name of Hashem that was written in Kedusha, you're going to erase it in the water. See, if you're meaning, they cause a fight. Not only they don't do shalom, they do the opposite. And you didn't she start for him asker Hashem? So of course you get rid of the askaris as well. I mean, shame Hashem, you have to get, you erase it to bring shalom. So here that this whole essence is to come and do a fight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you erase it as well. Continuing that Zion with Beis, Halacha Beis Zog the Mishnah. Matzilim take a sefer ima sefer. When you take the sefer Torah, you can take it even with the box or the sefer Torah is held in it. If you take a tefillin ima tefillin, we take the tefillin, you save the tefillin from the fire, you can take it with the bag where the tefillin stays in. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though there's money there in these bags or boxes, you can still take it together. So where do you save the sefer Torah and tefillin and kisvei hakodesh? Lemavoi shein mefulish, to a mavoi that has the three walls in it, even though they didn't do an eruv, but because the eruv required over there is only midrabanon, so you could save kisvei hakodesh to there. After mefulish, but it says even if there's only two walls, one against each other, that's enough. Even though it's foolish, even though it's open in both ends, as we'll see in the Gemara, because he holds, that's considered to be Rosh Hashayachim Midera Raisa. Says the Gemara, Mastisa B'She'ein O'Tofuloi. Talking about that the Sevetur is not in the box. So the Chiddush is, you can take the Sevetur, put it in the box, and take the Sevetur with the box out, even though the box contains money as well. Avim A'Tofuloi, Kegu for you. If the Sevetur is in the box already, of course you take the Sevetur with the box. Says one, Nicho tika saving a sefer. I understand why you're taking the sefer Torah with this box. But tika tefillin in a tefillin, why are you taking the tefillin together with its bag? Meaning, Bishma sefer Torah, I need the box for it. But the tefillin, why do you need the bag? Take it out and you put it somewhere, you put it on the side. Those days, the tefillin, you wear it every day. The bag was not so important. Answers the Gemara of Chagav Shav Zehiro Shomol Me'ado. You learn from the following pasuk: Choy Nimalach Hashem Soviv Leireyov VaYichaltem. The ones who Soviv Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Yireyim Hakadosh Baruch Hu saves them. You save the bag of the tefillin, which is samuch to the tefillin, together with the tefillin. V'chenu Oimer Ba'adin Guv Raya Iloch Kafitu B'sar Baleirun. It says the Chanan Mishal VeHazayu, they were put in to Kivshan Eish. They were put in with their clothing, and then when they were saved with the clothing as well. Why were the clothing saved? Why have a nace with the clothing? Because the clothing become part of the tzaddik. So if the tzaddik is saved in the fire, his clothing is saved with him. So also by tefillin, not only the tefillin is saved, but also the bag of the tefillin. So the Avapi, Sheyesh, Pesach, Amor, even though the money is inside it. Yeva Kei, this Mishnah works well with what Mar Yaakov Bar Acho Omar Chinino Kartigo B'Shem Rabbi Shayo. This following Shmuel works with the Mishnah. You have a little basket or flask with money in it. So then how can you take it from place to place? You put a kikar on top, you put a bread on it, and then you can carry it. Rav Chaim brings in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that this is when you have a fire. So you see that you're makel to carry things with money as long as you have something else with it, like the bread on top of a diskio. So of course that will work as well for Kisvei HaKodesh. Lechem matzi moitz mavosh ein mefulosh hal mefulosh loy. Meaning you can't go on a mefulosh. You have two walls, one across from each other. You can't put it in there because that's according to Tadakamo. That's not Mishus Hayachid, and even though it's not Mishus Rabim either, but they didn't allow every Yisur Derabon. So therefore, it has to be only specifically not mefulosh. But the Gemara has been dying that you can't go to the mavosh mefulosh even if you don't stay there, even if you just walk through it. So the Gemara, why is that so? Bechol asar tamari, always you tell us. When you're walking, it's not considered to be that you put it down. And here you say you can't go through Mavur and Foolish. Why not? Walk through there and end by with the walking in a Rosh Hashanah. So you never stay in Mavur and Foolish. We're talking about someone who's throwing through the Mavur and Foolish. So I asked the Gemara, Taman Atoma Azoik Potu, Vika Atoma Azoik Chayev. There we learned the Masechta. The Zoik is not considered to be Munach. And you're saying the Zohar is considered to be Chayov, and the Gemara does not answer, and says, Reb Chaim, that means the Gemara is teaching us, this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, that holds when you throw something, it's considered to be, that is Munach, so when you're throwing through the Mavar Mefulosh, it's considered to be as if it landed in Mavar Mefulosh. Reb Chizkah B'Sharavacha B'Shaloi Irvan Kaimin comes to explain that you have here a kulo, that even though we talk about a mavoi that has three walls, you need to do an eruv. Here there was no eruv. So the kulo is, even though there was no eruv, you still could put there the sivitur to save from the fire. Now in the Mishnah, Ben Meseir said, even Mefulish you could do it. So it's like, well, Ben Meseir, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Meseir goes to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, continuing that one we learned over there, Ksharim HaMefuloshim, when you have bridges that are open on both sides, Metaldim Tartem B'Shabes Divi Rabbi Yehuda, because you can carry underneath it, because it's considered to be as if you have two walls. P'tikro Yorei V'Soysim, the edge of the wall is considered to be as if it's sealed going down, so it's considered to be as if you have two walls over here. I don't need to have more than two, the other two are considered to be over here as well. And Chachoy, Moish Chachoy says, Zasser, so here when you have Mavoy, I'm a foolish, you have two walls, according to Abidu, should be enough. And that's why, for at least for the purpose of saving Sifri Kodesh from Adleiko, you could go even to Mavoy, I'm a foolish, according to this Shito. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Dav Tzadik Zayin.